and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Zelensky says the pain is unspeakable. Officials in Ukraine say 18 people were killed, including three children, when an emergency services helicopter crashed near a kindergarten in a suburb of Kyiv today. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Brovary.
The human trauma is plain to see. And then there is the symbolic damage to Ukraine, with one of the dead being the Interior Minister, Denis Monastirsky. He was a prominent member of President Zelensky's cabinet. We would see him at missile strikes across Ukraine, and he would travel there by helicopter.
No word on the cause of the crash. A scare for passengers midway through a Qantas flight from New Zealand to Sydney after a midday Mayday call that one of the engines had failed.
At the time, we didn't realize it was actually the whole engine had gone. I mean, we just heard a bang and that was it. So you don't know.
Qantas says the Mayday was downgraded and the pilot landed safely on one engine. The airline hasn't detailed the problem. An attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin plans to ask an appeals court today to throw out his client's murder convictions in George Floyd's death. He claims legal and procedural mistakes deprived Chauvin of a fair trial. The Republican hopeful accused of hiring hitmen to shoot up the homes of Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico is expected to be in court in Albuquerque today. Adrian Barboa's house was among them.
My home was shot right through my front door four times, out my back window, right through my living room and kitchen, right where I had just been playing only hours before with my brand new grandbaby.
No one was injured in those shootings. Police say Solomon Pena was angry about losing in November and claimed the election was rigged. First, sky-high prices. Now, many consumers are dealing with severe egg shortages amid a bird flu outbreak. CBS's Carter Evans reports.
I have not been able to find eggs anywhere.
The line of cars is 30 minutes long at Billy's Egg Farm in Southern California.
I appreciate you waiting.
And workers are scrambling to meet demand.
We pack eggs in here 8 to 4 o'clock nonstop.
He sells 25,000 fresh eggs a day for $5 a dozen.
That's a pretty good bargain right now. Grocery stores are $7 to $9 a dozen.
That's if you can find them.
From eggs to chicks endangered by rising sea levels, scientists in Hawaii are moving birds to higher ground to protect their babies. Lindsay Young is with Pacific Rim Conservation.
We become surrogate parents for them for a while, and then when they are adults and ready to have chicks of their own, they come back to the spot that we move them to. So we're kind of tricking them into returning to a new location.
Dow futures up 20. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Common Sense for this Wednesday morning. It's January 18th. It is another beautiful day on Lake Wissota. I don't know how we managed to string them together like this, but we do. In this calm before the, what? Is it going to be a storm? They're not using the word blizzard, especially after they botched that one so horribly right before Christmas. But it looks like there'll be a band of snow. Oh, probably in the La Crosse to Green Bay range. Probably in that, 5 to 8 inch area, and then maybe 3 or 4 on either side of that and less on either side of that. But it all depends on where it wobbles. It's all about the wobble. And all we can do is tell you it's probably going to snow where you are if you're listening somewhere here in Wisconsin. If you're listening online, if you're one of the new friends, you know, we made in Costa Rica or something like that, first off, we hate you. Second, you're up way too early. You're not going to get a tan on the beach at this hour. And, safe travels back here to winter whenever that might happen. Coming up this morning, the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held their first floor sessions on Tuesday. Republicans wanted to add referendums to the April ballot designed to attack the newly unemployed and low-income people who might be in legal trouble. Democrats had a masterful response. You want to ask voters what they think about some issues? Fine. Let's get the voters' views on that abortion ban that was written in 1849. That's back on the books. Needless to say, the Republicans quickly scurried away from that particular idea, though, of course, their stuff will get up on the ballot because they have the majority right now. We'll talk a bit more about that later on. Also, in our second hour, Wisconsin Supreme Court elections have become expensive, hard-fought, frequently negative campaigns in recent years, dating back to Mike Gableman in 2008. There's concern the same could eventually be happening for seats at the next level down, the Wisconsin Courts of Appeals. However, in one of those races this spring, one of the people running for a spot is running unopposed. Thankfully, a friend of ours here, a fellow former state legislator, Chris Taylor, is now Dane County Judge Chris Taylor, and she will be joining us along with former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski. Sarah, you'll recall, shortly after her time as state senator or state treasurer came to an end, said that she'd like to come visit us every couple of weeks or so and help amplify the voices of women who are involved in public service or local leadership or what have you. And so she asked Judge Taylor to come on board and talk about being a legislator, running for judge, now running for Court of Appeals, and also the benefits and the sacrifices that women have to make if they want to pursue a career in public service. We'll also get visits from Melissa Kay from locally grown radio WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids later this hour. And then next hour, Todd Alba, whose show is heard at 8 o'clock on many of these civic media stations. To reach us by email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com is the address. Or you can give us a call anytime, 715-388-7155 or 844-967-2789, where you will face an inquisition by producer Aaron Zommers. Good morning, Aaron.
Locally grown radio.
Hey, you remember the jingle? Yes. Okay. I think, if you're willing to do that, and if we can get Mathers and a few others, I mean, we could really make it sound like a boy band.
You can always do what they did for the Hawks Bar and Grill advertisement in Madison and just record it messing around, tell Luke we're just goofing off, and then use it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how the best things happen, is just spontaneously that way. So, yeah, we could definitely see that coming up. Among things, we'll also talk about the new congressional committees have been named in the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives. And it is, what's the clean way of putting this? It's a rogues gallery of committee chairs and committee members and what have you. I mean, the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight Committee, the one that would do investigations of wrongdoing, where you really need the straight shooters on that committee so that justice is done. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is on that committee. Lauren Boebert is on that committee. Paul Gosar, Scott Perry, all of the goofballs who continue lying about the 2020 election and in some way, shape, or form at some level have provided support or encouragement to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. So they're basically going to turn the Oversight Committee into kabuki theater. We already knew that was happening because the Oversight Committee is chaired by Kentucky Republican James Comer. He's the one who, you'll recall the other day, said that he's going to make investigating President Biden and his family a top priority. And when he was asked, about his comments about how Donald Trump handled classified documents, he said that that wasn't important to him, but that investigating Biden's family was, which really tells you all that you need to know. Brian Steil, the first district congressman, Republican from Wisconsin, is going to chair the House Administrative Committee. Probably can't do a lot of damage there. And then there's Mike Gallagher, the congressman from Green Bay, who at one point looked like he was going to be this voice of moderation amongst Wisconsin Republicans calling out Donald Trump on January 6th. But maybe later we'll play his latest bit of performance art from his garage, again, expressing some kind of outrage about Joe Biden classified documents. We didn't see that kind of sarcastic tone from him over Donald Trump's documents. And then there's George Santos, who has stolen from a dying dog. All that and more coming up on this Wednesday morning. This is Up North News Radio. We will be back with sports and more after this.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
Yes, he has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs around 36. Today, under overcast skies, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 31. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 38, overcast. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
In constant sorrow through his day.
I'm not sure how many of you saw the George Clooney movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But it is it's a very funny depiction of life in Depression era America, where it's tough for the little guy to get ahead because there's always some corrupt politician that wants to keep him down. That was kind of the tone, that the vibe that we were getting from the Wisconsin legislature recently on what could charitably be called the Republican wars on the poors. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. First off, in sports, this was from Monday night. We didn't get to talk about it yesterday, but I want to mention the retirement of former Milwaukee Brewer Travis Shaw. The way the Boston Globe reported it, the mayor of Ding Dong City officially is calling it a career. Former Boston Red Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, Toronto Blue Jays infielder Travis Shaw officially announced his retirement Monday night. He's 32 years old. He played 8 seasons between the three teams, and he was a fan favorite in all three cities. Shaw began his career with the Red Sox, where he got the Mayor of Ding Dong City moniker, which carried over to his time in the with the Brewers, where he really took a shine to the city and the fans to him, clubbing 63 home runs in his first two seasons with the squad. And so we wish Travis Shaw happy trails. He's one of those folks that you think, wow, 32, got 8 great seasons out of him, but he's still such a young man. And I mean, don't be surprised if, I don't know what the number is, maybe eight years from now, 9-10 years from now, people are saying something about that rookie manager, Travis Shaw, and how well he's doing with this team. And why do I remember that name? And then people will think back to a very good playing career during this era. So we wish him all the best. Over the basketball, Drew Holiday scored a season-high 37 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Toronto Raptors last night, 130 to 122. The Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the fourth consecutive game because of knee soreness. He's in practices, and they are just taking things on a day-to-day basis. The Bucks are now in a 3-day break. They have gone 2-2 in the last 4 games without Giannis. There was also Chris Middleton, who has missed his 17th straight game with right knee soreness. There was a tight game for the first 3 quarters. Bit of an altercation in the fourth. Milwaukee took the lead, then never gave it up. And up next, the Bucks take a few days off before going to Cleveland on Saturday. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team beat Penn State last night, 63-60. That brings them to 4-3 in the Big Ten, 12-5 overall. Tyler Wall returned to the lineup after a 3-game injury illness. The Badgers lost all 3 of those games. Wall had 10 points in last night's win. Up next, the Badgers travel to Northwestern on Saturday. And the Marquette men's basketball team hosts number 19 Providence coming up tonight. Still ahead in our next hour, Sarah Godlewski and appeals court judicial candidate Chris Taylor. And then tomorrow, Hometown Health in our 7:30 segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, bringing on a couple of folks who want to talk about the role of music and music education and the role that physicians are playing in the Green Bay area, putting on an annual event, the benefit.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father.
I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And other things that are on the shortest list possible to be able to purchase to feed your family.
This seems like less of a deterrent to like stop people from taking advantage of welfare and more like a way to prevent people from being healthy enough to get out of it.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly what it is. Again, these are folks that live to tell others to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, those who have no bootstraps. And when they try to acquire bootstraps, either with some assistance or for whatever means necessary, they're taken away. They're restricted. In Wisconsin, it's a little bit different. Here, you have a Republican war on employees overall, but the newly unemployed in particular. This is something we really saw during the pandemic, the early months of the pandemic. And people were being, you know, laid off. And then there was pandemic relief. And then there wasn't the immediate rush back into jobs. And part of that reason was a whole lot of folks who worked in jobs that had them on the front lines, exposed to coronavirus, they had this pandemic aid. It bought them a little time to job hunt for something that was better, better conditions, or would pay them better. And that's what they did. And it worked great. Wages started to go up. Yes, inflation started to as well, along with other factors behind the pandemic. But on the whole, it was a plus. But that couldn't have happened without the pandemic relief and the unemployment benefits that came from it. Well, Republicans now have been trying to do what they can to make it so you're on unemployment benefits for the least amount of time possible. Why would they do that? Because you then have to rush back in and take whatever job is available at whatever pay rate it is, because otherwise you can't feed your family. And Senate Republicans worked on a referendum measure yesterday that advances that strategy. It would put an advisory referendum on the April ballot statewide, asking whether able-bodied adults should be required to work for welfare benefits. Does that sound familiar? It should, because that requirement already exists in Wisconsin. It's an advisory referendum that says, shall able-bodied, childless adults be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits? If passed, the referendum would have no effect. So why is it there? You remember us saying that there's a state Supreme Court race coming up? A very big state Supreme Court race coming up with a conservative justice retiring. There are two conservatives and two progressives running. The top two of those four candidates in the February primary will advance to the April ballot. And right now, the court is controlled 4-3 by the conservatives. But if a progressive candidate, Everett Mitchell or Janet Protasiewicz, were to win in April, progressives would control the state Supreme Court 4-3 and could work toward things like undoing the rigged maps, getting rid of partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin, striking down an abortion ban written by a bunch of white men in 1849 that is tying the hands of doctors and women and putting government in the exam room of women who are going through difficult pregnancies or difficult life circumstances. This able-bodied work requirement referendum, which again would do nothing, is about as crass as you get in politics. It is only being put up to gin up turnout in April, so that again you get the torches and pitchforks brigade, you know, sounding like something out of the mob in Blazing Saddles, going roar, and get them to march toward the ballot and say, "Yeah, get those lazy people working." Remember, that's what Tim Michaels said during the gubernatorial campaign. He called Wisconsinites lazy. You know, this Connecticut businessman comes in and says, Wisconsinites are lazy because there was pandemic aid and unemployment relief that helped them get better jobs and better paychecks. But again, there is that mythical welfare queen that has existed since Ronald Reagan's time. And again, as somebody who lived that life, with a single mom raising four kids, having to go wait in line with her to get our booklet of food stamps, I can say a lot about how hard people do work to try to get off of assistance. If you're trying to make the case that, you know, well, I can always point to somebody who's being lazy or taking advantage of the system. Hey, guess what? That's human nature. You're never going to get that number down to zero. I remember listening to some of you who are podcast fans. I remember in the early days of podcasting, there was a really great series called The History of Rome. And I don't remember the guy's name anymore, but he did just this masterful job of chapter by chapter taking us through the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Roman Empire over dozens of episodes, each one covering the rule of one emperor. One of the takeaways from that was when they came up with the idea, as people were, you know, dying of hunger in the cities and things because they weren't farming the land anymore, was to have a certain allotment of grain. And eventually, guess what? We got to the point where politicians were fighting about whether we should have these grain allotments and whether they're a disincentive and people cheating the system. My point being, there will always be people in need. There will always be people trying to work the system. Stop punishing the former because you think you can somehow eliminate the latter. It ain't going to happen. All you're doing is plain politics. Speaker Robin Voss says, Democrats often say they want people to have a social safety net, but not a hammock. Well, this is their chance whether or not the rhetoric matches reality. Again, this is the illustration that they're going to paint, that Wisconsinites who run into tough times, if they don't take a job the next day at whatever rate is offered, are just lazy. So Democrats, to their great credit, said, fine, if we're going to put a referendum question on the ballot, let's do one with substance. One that would eliminate the state's 1849 abortion law. Let the people vote on it. Well, gosh, wouldn't you know, on a 21-11 vote, Republicans said no. They do not want people weighing in on things that have overwhelming bipartisan support and would have real impact on Wisconsin families. Back with more after this. You're up north.
He'll meet you home, God's golden show.
You are listening to
locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Home Furniture and Design has truck after truck arriving daily with loads of Lazy Boy furniture. Come in and find a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, sofa, sectional, or power chair to kick back and relax and take it home with you today. The best recliner available in the world at amazing low prices. And you can pick it out and take it with you today at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
There's a lot less smoke coming from the distant fires of cigarettes, and we'll have some statistics about that in Wisconsin coming up in just a minute. Continuing our conversation about why the legislature yesterday wouldn't put the 1849 abortion ban up for public referendum. Our friend Dr. Kristen Lyerly posts, thinking out loud here, but it feels like a statewide referendum on the 1849 criminal abortion ban seems more relevant to the people of Wisconsin than one confirming what we already require of welfare recipients. But what do I know, she writes. I'm just a woman who takes care of women. And then there's a favorite of ours, State Representative Francesca Hong, who reminds us that Republicans gaveled out a special session called by Governor Evers to consider changes or repeal of the 1849 ban. She says Republicans have introduced numerous bills restricting access to reproductive health care and continue to attack our reproductive freedoms. Hong writes, every single Wisconsinite should have the right to consult their family, their faith, and their doctor to make a reproductive health care decision that is right for them. And every single Wisconsinite should make the decision of if and when to have children without interference from politicians who don't know anything about their life circumstances, values, or responsibilities. Hong finishes, my Democratic colleagues and I will never stop fighting for safe abortion access for all. Republicans were putting that able-bodied work requirement on the ballot, as I mentioned, to try to gin up April turnout in the April election for the state Supreme Court seat. They know they have to do this. They have to try something because, as you could just saw there from Representative Fran Hong, abortion rights is an issue that's going to be on every ballot from now on because of the Dobbs decision. It will always be prevalent as long as women are treated as second-class citizens in healthcare because of right-wing politicians. So if this topic is always going to be in front of voters from this point forward until those rights are restored, Republicans know they either have to gin up turnout with fake ballot questions about fake issues, or, as in the case of Ron Johnson, you find some very wealthy people to spend a whole lot of money on your behalf to lie in political ads in order to win elections. One or the other or both's got to happen because they can't take the third path, which is just to win on their ideas. Keep women from having their health care rights, blame the poor for their own circumstances, and cut taxes for the rich. There's nothing there. There's nothing there for you. All right, let's get to some good news with apologies for any glitch here in the internet connection as we move along on this morning. Usually I get a glitchy connection on a cold morning, not one like this. Still catching up with some headlines from when I was away last week, and I wanted to kind of give a couple of thumbs up out there to various stories, including Wausau, where the PFAS remediation water treatment plant has gone online, is working, and is pulling these industrial chemicals out of the water that otherwise had been in the drinking water supply in the areas of Wausau and Rib Mountain. And while I was away back last Friday, Senator Tammy Baldwin came to town, joining city officials from Wausau and Rib Mountain to tour the new water treatment plant. Baldwin had reason to be there and to take some partial credit, since she was highlighting the $3.25 million in federal funding that she secured for PFAS remediation. They watched the plant filter out the harmful contaminants from the city's drinking water and talked about the ongoing costs, especially for small municipalities, and how this does, it is going to translate to higher water bills. It's not like this whole thing was given away for free. Far from it. Water users, taxpayers, they have to pay for this. And that's part of why you see efforts, wherever possible, to try to trace the source of these chemicals, these man-made chemicals, and if possible, get assistance from the original source who dumped it either intentionally or not. But if they have the ability to help clean up their own mess, you gotta go for that. And yet, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and through their friends on the Natural Resources Board and in the Wisconsin legislature, have consistently, sometimes overtly, sometimes more subtly, tried to be an impediment to that whole need to get polluters to help pay for their mess. Thankfully, because of Tammy Baldwin and other local leadership like Katie Rosenberg, mayor of Wausau, now, we are seeing things move forward in a cleaner direction for the users of Wisconsin drinking water. Now to that news story out from the Wisconsin Policy Forum about cigarette sales. Their headline from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, this independent research group, cigarette sales go up in smoke. I'm sorry, I should have had the rim shot ready for Aaron over there. But he notes that legal sales of cigarettes have plummeted in recent years. From a strictly dollars and cents standpoint, if you looked just at the cigarette tax, it would mean that Wisconsin is receiving much less revenue. However, there's all of these health benefits that also have an impact on the state budget. Fewer smokers means lower rates of disability and diseases like cancer, heart disease, and lung disease. So you have lower public and private health care costs. So here are the numbers. By the numbers, let's see. I want to get to, let's start with 2001 when 420 million packs of cigarettes were purchased. 2001, 420 million. Last year, less than half that amount, 193 million packs of cigarettes. So 420 million down to 193 million since 2001. That's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. The 193 million is still way too many. We still have a lot of work to do to help people stop killing themselves, but it's working on several levels. As the Policy Forum notes, there's, you know, increased public health messaging. There's the growth of substitute products. There are changes at the federal, state, and local levels. Certainly the smoking ban that I was a part of in the Wisconsin legislature played a very big role in that. But then there's a lot to be said about the cigarette tax increases year by year in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I, like you said, with the alternatives, I was definitely curious. I wonder how much of that is supplanted with things like vaping. But even still, I'd rather people vaping than smoking cigarettes.
Well, you know, not necessarily. I'll disagree with you on that in this way. Vaping was relatively new as I was leaving the legislature. And our friends at the American Cancer Society quickly noted that over the years, we've been able to learn more about what's in cigarettes. We still don't know entirely, but we know more and more. Vaping is not regulated to that extent, and so it is actually less likely that you're going to know if there's anything dangerous in there. So your point is spot on about its reduced cigarette smoking. Hasn't necessarily, we don't know that it's healthier or less healthy, because we're still trying to figure out what all is in that stuff. Sure, maybe it, you know, smells like blueberries, but, you know, we don't know. Maybe those PFAS had to go someplace else and they're in those cartridges now.
That's very possible and probably likely.
So, but when you mentioned the substitute products, specifically nicotine patches, recall, you know, my wife, Sherry, is a physician. I was a politician in the state Senate. And we came at this from a couple of different ways. To her, it was the nicotine patches, the counseling, the advice that she could give to patients did wonders. And she's absolutely right. It was great to have all those things out there. I, thinking like a politician, said, I understand all that. But the other thing that I think really helps is that year by year incremental increase in the cigarette tax, that it's not there as a revenue tool. It's there as a policy tool to say, we need to save money by you smoking less. So it's going to go up. And I know that both of my parents, who eventually gave up decades of smoking, cited that increased cost. So there would be bills or proposals to come up each year saying, well, we should double the cigarette tax or we should triple the cigarette tax. And my view at the time was no, because all you're doing then is creating a black market for it. But if you just, you know, continue to incrementally make that more and more expensive, people eventually look at that and say, you know, it is just not worth it anymore. So it's that combination of things. It's the taxes, it's the substitute products, it's the public health messaging that has all been extremely helpful in cutting more than half the number of packs of cigarettes sold in Wisconsin since 2001. And I know that Jason Stein from the Wisconsin Policy Forum has been on one, maybe two civic media radio shows already talking about this. We may get him or somebody else to come on at a later point and go into this in more detail. But I just wanted to give that overview since it's a statistic that just came out. And maybe later on we'll get into just what that meant from a dollar value on the revenue that comes into state government from the tax. But to me, the public health benefit was the thing that was much more important. A Wisconsin judge on Tuesday dismissed an open records complaint against one of Donald Trump's fake electors, who still has the audacity to sit on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. We're talking about Bob Spindell. And allegations that the Elections Commission violated the state open records law by wrongly withholding documents related to Bob Spindell, the complaint against the Wisconsin Elections Commission will go forward, but the claim made against Spindell individually was dismissed on Tuesday by Dane County Circuit Judge Jacob Frost. The commission itself, the judge ruled, and not Robert Spindell, is the legal authority who must obtain the records in question and be the target of any lawsuit. Now, this lawsuit, this complaint is coming from the progressive law firm Law Forward, which filed it in relation to some remarks that Spindell made about the fake electors controversy. Recall that, again, he and nine other Republicans illegally posed as state electors to try to convince Congress to declare that Trump won Wisconsin in 2020, even though he did not. That was a lie. But those fake electors met in the state capitol during a time of COVID restrictions when they shouldn't have been in there, but that meeting was facilitated by Scott Fitzgerald, who's now a congressman. The Wisconsin Elections Commission last year rejected a complaint about the events, saying that the Republicans who cast the votes in their mind didn't break any election laws. But keep this in mind. Spindell took part in the debate and the vote. He did not recuse himself from considering the complaint, even though he was one of the fake electors. The group, Law Forward, alleges that Spindell should have been excluded from considering the complaint, and that Spindell and the commission have failed to turn over records that Law Forward has requested multiple times related to a comment that Spindell made at a November 2021 meeting, where he openly discussed his decision not to recuse himself. The Law Forward folks wanted to see any documents that Spindell appeared to be reading from during the meeting. And so that open records case against the Wisconsin Elections Commission will go on. It's just that the individual case against Spindell will not. Coming up, we're going to have Melissa Kay here from locally grown radio. Jump in here with me. WFHR. Aaron leaves the room when I want to sing. It's crazy.
Oh, I had a fan on. I was turning it off.
So we'll talk to Melissa with this day in music history, this day in history, birthdays, and we'll find out what else is going on with her up there in Wisconsin Rapids at Locally Grown Radio. Come on, Aaron. W-F-H-R. Locally Grown Radio. We're going to try it again after the commercial break. You're up north.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth
the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fix for Progressive Talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Well, there you go. There's the alternative to Pat Boone or, you know, whatever people were listening to in 1964 when the Beatles broke into the U.S. charts for the very first time with I Want to Hold Your Hand. We're going to talk about that and more about this day in music history next with Aaron. Help me out here. Melissa Kay from
Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR.
Hey, not bad, guys.
No, it was
not
terrible, bad. But we're working on it. So
yeah, you're right. It wasn't bad. Like Pat said, it was terrible. But
how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? You've been gone. I missed you.
I know. Please don't be jealous of the tan. Part of it is just some leftover TV makeup. But no, it was great. Like I tell everybody, you know, cheeseburgers always taste better by the ocean. And yes. It was a nice getaway, especially when you come back here and you're facing, I don't know what the forecast is for you. I'm guessing it's in the 5 to 8 inch range of snow for tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Heavy, wet, you know, the good stuff.
Yep. We did not, and of course by we mean me, I did not get a chance to thoroughly clean off the driveway before leaving on vacation. And so the previous snow, you know, turned into a big old ice sheet because then it was melting and then it snowed some more. And I'm sure I looked like Shackleton looking for the South Pole, you know, with this big chisel that I have, stomping at the ice, trying to get rid of it before this next round of snow. Otherwise I'm never going to be able to get things off of it. But you know, what do I always say to wrap these things up? We are one day closer to spring.
That is true.
That makes nobody feel better. I understand.
It really doesn't. It's platitudes.
So the Beatles first showed up on U.S. radio with I Want to Hold Your Hand in 1964. It eventually went to number one for 7 weeks. But I almost find this kind of hard to believe, Melissa. I Want to Hold Your Hand, the Beatles' first tune, when it debuted at number 54 on the singles charts. Can you just imagine I'm trying to think of the generational divide there of parents hearing it versus kids hearing that for the first time. Yeah, it divided folks. All right, let's let's next go to 1975, where Barry Manilow had another number one hit with this particular tune named for somebody special.
I remember all my life. Raining down as cold as ice.
And this, of course, would be his chart-topping single, Mandy.
But it was originally titled Brandy.
Exactly. I was going to say, who did he write the song about? Not anybody named Mandy. There was no Mandy. They had to change it because there was a better song about Brandy on the charts at that point. Aaron, wasn't there? There it is. One of these days, on one of these beach bars, there will be enough pina coladas that this will be my karaoke song.
Ooh.
There's a, no, no, not now. But
I want to see that.
Yeah. So that one by Looking Glass was popular at the time. So that's how Barry Manilow's tune went from Brandy to Mandy.
At least he did actually write this one, though.
Yeah, he did actually write this one. We were laughing yesterday at how he was on the charts with I Write the Songs, but he didn't write that song. Bruce Johnson from the Beach Boys did. Birthdays today. Do you remember Bobby Goldsboro?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? Nothing? Wow. I feel very much older now. he had this hit called Honey. He had a variety show in the 70s on TV. Anyway, he's 82 years old today. This also would be the 82nd birthday for David Ruffin of The Temptations. And we'll play Ain't Too Proud to Beg in the background, one of his greatest hits. Sadly, he died way back in 1991 in Detroit at the age of 50. Other birthdays today include Dave Bautista. You either know him for turning 54 today as an MMA fighter or as an actor. If I say Dave Bautista, Melissa, do you see him?
Nothing. Spot place? I'm not an MMA fan.
Do you watch Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have not.
Okay. He played the role of Drax, the really big tattooed bald guy in there. And he has a really funny role in Glass Onion, the new movie that's out, the Knives Out one.
Did you see
that? Oh, I wanted to see that.
It's really good.
What's that, Aaron?
It's very good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Knives Out, funny. Glass Onion, not quite as funny, but very entertaining. And yeah, Dave Bautista is another one of those who, like The Rock and John Cena, I don't watch wrestling. I don't watch MMA. And so I see these guys, you know, try to make the shift into acting. And it just reminds you of the theater of wrestling. I mean, there's a reason they got successful. They're good. They're good actors. They're funny or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, it is. It's all about the acting. Well, not that there isn't some athletic ability there. I don't think you and I would necessarily make it as MMA fighters.
Probably not.
Although I don't know. I don't really know you that well. You might have some really sweet
some hidden talents. You know, I used to wrestle with my uncle when I was a kid.
There you go.
And I have all brothers. Who knows?
Well, if you have all brothers, then yes, absolutely, that was the case. let's see. On this day in 1989, Stevie Wonder became the youngest living inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted at just the age of 38. And then one more bittersweet note. This is the 7th anniversary of the passing of Glenn Frey, guitarist for the Eagles, who passed away at age 67 after fighting illnesses for several years. Lion Eyes will play in the background, one of my favorite hits from him doing that. So while that plays, we get to turn to Melissa and ask what you've been doing and having fun with over at Locally Grown Radio, or what's ahead, what's new in Rapids World.
We got a lot of exciting interviews coming up on our morning magazine. We've got Mayor Blazer in today. And then later this week, we'll be talking with our Visit Rome sponsors there. And then also Senator Patrick Teston is going to be on Friday, as well as a historic Point boss.
It'll be interesting if he has taken questions on why the Senate Republicans wanted to put in the able-bodied work requirement on the as a referendum when that already is state law, versus why he voted against putting the state's 1849 abortion ban up for a vote.
Correct.
For a referendum.
You would think that would have more interest for Wisconsin residents, because there is already a work requirement on having UI benefits. So, yeah. You know, I trust that James is going to ask him those hard questions, because they have a really good rapport, the two of them. So their conversations are always informative.
It's one of the things I've really come to appreciate as we launched Civic Media here. I was hearing Chad Holmes yesterday with Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. You get to hear Todd Alba talk to his old boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, about how, you know, this Republican is keeping other Republicans accountable. Just some great conversations on all these stations, including Wisconsin Rapids, who's leaving us to get their show started on Locally Grown Radio. Melissa Kay, so great to visit with you as always. Enjoy the rest
of
the week.
You too, Pat. Good to see you. You too, Aaron.
All right. When we come back, we'll get set to talk to Chris Taylor.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.